growth and what we've done has brought more opportunity for me to make money, spend time with my family, do vacations. It is amazing.
Welcome back to the Millennial Dentist Podcast, a podcast all about working smarter, not harder, pushing dentists to go beyond dental school dentistry and build the practice of your dreams. Here is your host, the Millennial Dentist himself, Dr. Sully Sullivan.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Millennial Dentist Podcast. Man, might have taken a couple weeks off. Honestly, I'm excited about this episode. It's a little bit of a real talk episode. We'll just jump into things. You know, what I kind of want to talk about today is just like, the grind. You know, I think too often probably, you know, it's easy to get caught up in like the social media response or outlook on what dentistry is supposed to be like. You know, you may follow me, you may follow other people that it's generally speaking like the highlight reel of what it is. And people, you know, I think I'll never forget, I was at the summit and this doctor named Laura, shout out to you, Laura. You know, she goes, you talk the stuff, you come and talk about these things and they're all great, but no one ever talks about like the suck. And I was like, well, what do you mean? She's like, yeah, like you never talk about like the suck. Like it can't be all butterflies and rainbows. Like it has to suck at sometimes. And, this week has sucked. this week has sucked, for lack of a better word. And well, I'll get into that part later. But so yeah, so this part of this week has sucked. So I come to just to kind of preface on some of this stuff, because I think there's some good things to like take into account here outside of just it sucks, but this week has sucked. So I will set this tone with that's the intro. This week has sucked. I want to talk about it. And I want you to hopefully my hope is in this episode is that you'll hear some of this stuff and you'll be like, wow. He's not that different than me. Now I think we fixed a lot of our problems and we do things pretty well. But the reality is we still have weeks that suck too. So let's jump into it. So I come back from, I was out teaching last week, in our Full Arch Express course, a great course. And I kind of got word that like there was a little bit of drama happening back at home. On Friday, I get a text and, one of our associate doctors was kind of having some issues with one of their assistants, and there was just a little drama. And so Aubrey, who's our director of operations, who's obviously, she's not a typical office manager. She's been with me for 8 years. She's essentially runs the practice now. She reaches out to me and she's like, do you want me to handle this, not handle this? And I was kind of like, you know what? You and Dad handle it. That'll be good. And I'm trying to be better about that. Like when I'm out of the office, not necessarily getting pulled back in, but it's obviously hard, especially if you're a solo doc, it kind of comes with the territory. But as we've grown, I've tried to kind of like separate out when I'm out of the office, like I want to be on vacation. I want to enjoy that time. Like I'd rather come back to the problems. The challenge is when, and this gets back to the natural challenges of growth, is that as we've grown, you know, we now have, there's five other doctors besides me that work here. There's 30 something team members. You know, my role is still primarily a dentist, like when it comes to production-wise, like that's still where I make the bulk of my money. I mean, even if this practice does really well, I own 50% of a practice that spits out, you know, let's say it's 15-20% profit. That's still not necessarily enough to what I want to live on. And I want to continue to grow, so I need some of that money to reinvest in the practice. So we traditionally preach at 3D Dentists that like we want you as the owner to live off your associate income. Therefore, I'm getting paid no different than any other dentist, 30% of my adjusted production or collections or whatever the number is. And so I still have to produce. So I come back, and my production's been down a little bit this year for kind of a couple reasons. That's probably another podcast, another episode, but like part of it's being changes in team, marketing, just gone, bandwidth being spread, different things. So my production's been down. So my team's been really trying to be proactive about getting me back to where I want to be because they know, hey, we've got goals as a practice. Part of those goals of the practice is me hitting my goals. And because if I hit my goal, then the practice will hit their goal. And so they want to get me busy. So I come back in, and this is going to sound like these are first world problems, I know. But I come back in and I just feel like I've taken a week off. Like, you know that feeling. Like, you've been gone for a week. I've enjoyed my week, which is such a huge thing for me. Not like logging in on the weekend or doing it. But I come in and get hit with a little bit of all this drama that's kind of going on. And just lots of other moving parts and pieces. And I got to go prep 24 teeth. And I didn't even realize I needed to prep 24 teeth. So I got to come in, prep 24 teeth. I'm also got to pick up my son from school. You know, he's in kindergarten now, so he's getting out at 2:40. So I get there, I drop him off of school, or I get to work. Then it's lunch. We've got a mastermind call at noon. Basically, then I have to wrap a couple things up, and I'm out of the office. And it's just like, oh my gosh, whoa, whirlwind. And then those of you that are parents understand this. There's like this switch side to flip. That's like, okay, I got to drop all this down, go be dad. So I go be dad, come back in the next day. This is Tuesday now. And I've got three arches. Again, first world problems. I get it. But there, my team is like cramming in production. And like, you put this in your own thing. Like, whether it's, yes, these are high end procedures or busy procedures, productive procedures, but just put it in like your perspective of you walk in and like your team's trying to keep you busy. So you got a full day of dentistry. Not to mention, I have been out of the office and I got employees that are happy. I got a doctor that's happy. And I started recognizing some things on Monday that were challenging that started adding to the problem. So I want to go back to Monday. And I love my doctors, but it just became such an eye-opening reality to like some of the stuff that we take for granted. And I want to share a lot of this because, look, growth and what we've done has brought more opportunity for me to make money, spend time with my family, do vacations. It is amazing. But gosh, it comes with challenges. One of those challenges, I come in, I'm trying to like just sit down with Aubrey Monday morning before I prep these teeth and just get out, like just get a state of the union, right? What happened last week? What do we need to do? What do we need to assess? So I sit down with her and so I'm like, hey, two of my associates, I'm like, hey, can y'all get their IV certified and stuff? So like, can you get my patient sedated, numb, so that I can basically just roll in and just start prepping in like 30 minutes. That'd be huge help because they didn't have patients. And they're like, absolutely. So I come up there and two things became very eye-opening. One, the sedation protocol that took place was different than mine. I'll somewhat leave it at that. And I was like, oh my gosh, how out of touch am I in my own practice that we're not following the same type of protocols or that there was something in place. Another associate numbed for me, and it was kind of the same situation. 4 carpials of anesthetic to numb 14 teeth. I was like, I mean, maybe y'all can numb with 4 carpials of 14 teeth, but I'm sitting there going like, that's probably like 7 carpials for me. And then I started to like connect more dots. So very quickly, I'm like already like hit with the wave of just the State of the Union address, what's going on, how do I need to change these things. I got to then switch my mind, which is so hard, right? Like y'all get this. Switch your mind to be a clinician because I want to deliver everything for this patient and give a great result. And then I'm also in the back of my mind thinking, wow, man, have I let my associates down? I've not been engaged. I haven't been able to coach them as much. I haven't given them the time of day that they need. And that has allowed, it's been good enough. They're doing good work. We're getting, there's not like bad reviews. But man, there are little things that like, gosh, our anesthetic protocol, our sedation protocol that I clearly have not outlined or addressed or had conversations or follow-up to make sure that things are going well, which then led us down to a whole conversation, which I'm going to do an episode next on, about the importance of just anesthesia and numbing and that. So that was kind of like Monday, and then I roll into the arch Tuesday, and then it's kind of the same thing. You know, I roll out, and then I kind of get hit with, oh, it's Cooper's, my cousin's 7th birthday. Want to be a good cousin, haven't got the birthday gift. We got to be out of there by 3:00, 3:30 so I can get to the party. And then again, go be dad and those things. So you finish the arches. I'm basically running into the team lead meeting that we had at lunch on Tuesday. And so you just get this feeling of like, and I'm sure you feel this way of like, how did I set this up in a way that like, where is my bandwidth? Where is my free time? Like, what am I doing? Just exhausted. And then we try to keep my days together here. You know, Wednesday morning comes in. I start to kind of be able to like feel like I can breathe, catch my breath. And then I'm having the conversation with now one of my associates that this drama from Friday has kind of come to the head. This group, this associate-doctor relationship is basically broken, can't work. So now we've got to decide how we're going to move people around. We need to hire somebody. We need to fire somebody. Is it just a seat on the bus issue? So now I'm kind of trying to figure that out. We make some decisions to move some team members around, swap assistants with doctors. I feel like everything's good. Go home last night on Wednesday night and get a text that now there's some more drama happening. I got to get on the phone, talk to a doctor. Then like life hits too. We've got one of our sweet, amazing hygienists battling cancer. She texts us her birthday is today, has to go in to the hospital because she's got a fever. It's like, oh my gosh. She's having to get IV antibiotics. Things aren't going well there. She's okay, by the way. But that's like, you know, no one wants to be in the hospital on your birthday. I got another assistant team member that's now texting that another relative has had another type of a medical emergency. So she's going to be out of the next day. And then I wake up Thursday morning to one of the assistants that we had moved around to kind of get to fix our assistant drama has just decided to quit. You can't make it up. And honestly, I think last night was like, gosh, perspective is so important. And I'm grateful because like a younger, probably shittier leader version of Sully would have reacted to so much of the things that happened versus kind of letting it just simmer until you kind of put things into perspective and then can have as best you can non-emotional conversations. And obviously Sydney going through what she's going through has been very good for perspective and that it's been a hard week. The week has sucked. I feel like I'm a terrible coach with my own associates. I got to give more to the doctors that are in our mastermind programs and these things than I do my own people. I feel like it's hard for to just be your best clinically, which we all got to struggle with because it's so hard to juggle being a business owner and a clinician all at the same time. So then I'm like, gosh, you know, how could I have been better here or done better there? Is that suffering? Just trying to be dad. So it's a lot, you know, it's a lot. There's a take home here and there. Don't worry. I mean, I'm going to bring it home, I think. But yeah. And so I share all this just, to, I guess just from a standpoint of like, what we do isn't easy. I used to have a t-shirt that my dad got me that was like, where we grew up lake water skiing. And it was like, if you don't want to ski with the big dogs, stay on the dock. And I think it's fitting because it is kind of it's a reality check sometimes that's like, if you want greatness, just remember that greatness comes with a cost. Greatness comes with hard work, with suck. You know, we have, it's interesting. One of our big sayings that we have in the mastermind program is that everything rises and falls off leadership. And it really is true. You know, it's very easy to be a good dentist and a successful solo doc practice because it all rises and falls off you. More or less. I mean, you need a team around you, but you're the main producer. You produce 80% of the dentistry, most likely 70% of the dentistry. When you grow, it comes with a lot of things, a lot of unbelievably positives, like I mentioned. I mean, the fact that I get to drop my kid off at school every day and pick him up at school every day, yet my office is open outside of that, is a huge blessing that I'm given based off having a great team of people around me. The fact that I can be gone for a week, the fact that I can then come back and make up the production for the week based off the stuff I'm able to do. Like there's so many good things that have come with this, but it does come with moments of suck and you got to push through those moments. And I hope that sharing this will those of you that are in the moments will help you get over the hump and encourage you. And I think, you know, the other thing I'm trying to figure out to do is, some of the things that have been tangibly really good for me that I have to like reassess in these moments is, am I honoring like my commitments to my calendar, right? Like, I tend to get in trouble because I'll say yes to things that I shouldn't say yes to because I care, right? And so one of those things is like, I try to live by my Google calendar. I try to block schedule my life. I try to allocate time to where when I get done with this and I walk out this door that the stuff here goes away and I go home and I be family guy to the best that I can be. Or it's I go B3 to dentist person. And then like I've tried to then set up within, even within those things that like, hey, I can't do calls, I can't do meetings, I can't do certain things when I'm in SDP world, Sullivan Dental Partners world, because I got to give these people that time. And if you're looking at your life, like, gosh, I'm involved in, I coach my kids' teams, I'm in the, I don't know, the Rotary Club, I'm in this club, I'm in dentistry, you know, whatever it is you can't do it all the time. And I'll never forget, I was talking to Craig Spodek about this one time. I said, I just don't understand how you balance it all. Yeah, because he was similar in that he does education. He's a dentist, big practice, kids. I don't understand how you balance it all. And he said something that was eye-opening. And I probably mentioned before, he was like, balance doesn't exist. And I was like, well, what do you mean? Tell me more about that. He's like, well, balance doesn't exist. What can exist is that you balance time, but understand that when you're in certain moments, you're not going to be balanced. And what he meant by that was like, you can't be dad, dentist, educator, friend, family guy, hobbyist, play golf, do all these things at the same time. What you can do is say, I'm going to dedicate Friday mornings to me, and I'm going to play golf. And that's going to be a time that I dedicate to my own personal happiness and restoration. I'm going to dedicate that at 3 o'clock on these days, I pick up my son and I'm not going to be on calls. I'm fully engaged in being dad. And that's been really helpful for me to know that like, okay, I can't be everything to everybody all the time. What I got to be better about is just allocating time so that when I'm in that time, I can be everything to those people during that time. And then I got to honor that time. And that's hard enough as it is. But I think that's a really good way to look at it and describe it. And then that way you can, and then you let other people know this, because that I think is part of the accountability that's really important, is that I share with people and say, hey, spouse, this is a time where I've got to be dedicated to this. But then that you give that spouse dedicated time, that they're the number one, they're all the things. It's team members, it's doctors. Like I tried this on Wednesdays. Like Wednesdays is supposed to be, Wednesday mornings is supposed to be my day that's dedicated to the associates. And I'm just there and I've gotten lazy on that. That I coach them and I work with them. Like you got to decide the time that you're going to spend, where you're going to spend it, and you got to honor that time. So I think that's some practical advice. The week is good. So just to bring it all full circle, the arch has been great. The clinical stuff went well. A team member quit. And, you know, honestly, it's probably long-term. You could probably see that writing on the wall. I think the team member that's moved around now is in a better seat on the bus, a better fit, which is important. I think that, yeah, all this is important. And then last but not least, I think you got to keep things in perspective. Man, I'm healthy. I got a roof over my head. I don't want for much. You know, I've got great friends. I'm so lucky to be part of this 3DNS community. Like, not to be all emotional, but like, you know, seeing Sydney go through what she's going through has been, it's perspective. And then like, we just don't know. So I think it's important that we try to take things for grain of salt. So when you have a disgruntled employee, when you have the patient that's pissed off, that you can kind of add a drop of perspective. And I'll probably talk about it in another episode. Just, I started going to therapy a couple of years ago and how important it's been for me to just, you know, get my own self in a better position so that I can lead people well, so that I can encourage people well. And so that because that saying you can't fill from an empty cup is so true. Like if you don't take care of yourself, if you don't fill yourself up, then you can't be what your team needs to be, what your family needs to be, all those things. So anyways, sorry for the emotional episode coming back after not being present for a while. But it's just been a whirlwind. And excited to kind of get back on it and excited about finishing the year strong. And I hope all of you will do the same. So without further ado, y'all work smarter, harder. We'll talk to you next time.
Thank you for listening to The Millennial Dentist. Visit us online at millennialdentist.com.